Good morning, everyone. Sunday morning, the 19th of December. It's a little after 20 to 10, I think, in the morning. And just a bit out of breath. I'm out with the dogs. And there's still a lot of snow around, which is making the making progress hard going. So apologies for the heavy breathing audio boo this morning. Yeah, we didn't have any more snow overnight, but we got some more forecasts, so, and I'm just walking kind of parallel to the railway line and wondering what the service is going to be like tomorrow. I know as I was coming home on Friday when the impending snowfall was kind of being announced through the regular sort of news and weather services, that the train companies were, those that were still able to run, which I think is most of them locally, were implementing special timetables for the weekend. Now, I don't think, and I don't know, but I don't think that much has changed, so I'm not sure whether on Monday they'll be back to a normal timetable or whether they'll still be running that special timetable. Judging by what they were proposing for the special timetable, it looked doable in terms of getting to and from work, and certainly a lot better than we had back in February when they really just were totally unprepared and got completely caught on the hop. So we shall see. I was planning to actually take the car to work tomorrow because I've got to make a stop at the vets at some point this week. So I don't know whether I should do that or whether we should leave that for later in the week. I don't think there's any time pressure as such on when we do it, but I obviously don't want to kind of do it when it's snowing or very icy, because I think one less car on the roads in those conditions is probably a good thing. So yeah, it's kind of lost its edge again now. Now that you know, it's kind of fallen off the trees and thawed to an extent, and there comes a train, just in case you didn't believe me. So they are running at least. And yes, it's got passengers on it, so it's not just the moving rolling stock around, which they're known to do in the bad weather. But they don't let any passengers ride on it, which has always struck me as a bit stupid, but there you go. So yeah, it's kind of going to the grey, not very nice kind of snow. Stuff that, you know, you can see where every dog in the district is weed up against the lamppost. But we won't go there. So yeah, I think once again the kind of beautiful part has disappeared. I'm going to pop into the allotment in a minute and just check everything's okay. Not that I can do very much, but you know, if there's anything obviously broken or likely to be dangerous and hurt someone, at least I can do something about it. Otherwise I'm going to go home and make myself a nice pot of coffee and sit down. I'm not quite sure, definitely going to sit and watch the birds for a bit, but might sit and try and kind of resurrect some of the writing that I started earlier in the year before work got so manic. But we'll see how that goes. I think I need to be in the right frame of mind to do that, and not sure I'm quite there yet, but we'll see. Otherwise, that's about it, and hope wherever you are, you're going to have a good Sunday, or a lazy Sunday, if you're Will and Maria, who seem to be, by all accounts, the masters of the lazy Sunday. So I think you guys win that badge. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.